AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. This won't make Americans to the east any warmer, but record highs were logged Monday and Tuesday in parts of Washington and Oregon as one of the mildest winters continues in the Northwest.
It has been an El Nino winter, and here in the Northwest, when we see a warm phase of the ENSO circulation, El Nino, we tend to be a little warmer than normal.
Meteorologist Kirby Cook, it hit 66 in McMinnville. But back where it's cold, after a powerful winter storm dumped snow from Nashville to Nantucket, Arctic-like temperatures moved in. Hundreds of thousands of people lost power in the South. Brian Green with Georgia Power says ice has taken out power lines that provide electricity to tens of thousands.
It's accumulated on the distribution lines and on trees. So we're seeing a lot of trees coming down onto the power lines, and then a lot of issues with icing on the lines is causing outages.
There are questions about whether the U.S. planted spyware in the hard drives of thousands of computers used by foreign governments, banks, and other surveillance targets. More from the AP's Brandon Bailey.
The Russian cybersecurity firm Kaspersky Labs published a report saying that its analysts have identified a group of malware or spyware viruses and worms that appear to have been planted in the computers used by different companies and individuals and some government agencies around the world.
In the Aaron Hernandez murder trial, Detective Michael Elliott testified that the day after the killing, he used a surveillance camera to watch Hernandez outside the police station in the parking lot.
When he got into the car, very shortly after, he took his cell phone and took it apart.
Defense attorneys are set to present their first full day of testimony in the trial of a former Marine accused of killing American sniper author Chris Kyle and another man. This is AP Radio News. New York Yankees star Alex Rodriguez decided against holding a news conference ahead of his return to the team following a one-year absence. The AP's Warren Levinson reports that instead he issued a vague five-paragraph handwritten apology for what he called the mistakes that led to his suspension.
Alex Rodriguez apologized to team officials last week. They suggested he hold a full Yankee Stadium news conference before he reports to spring training. Instead, he released a five-paragraph apology addressed to the fans. After his repeated drug use denials, he says he realizes many fans won't believe anything he says, adding, "That's on me."
The former owner of a Florida medical clinic who posed as a doctor and illegally supplied steroid injections and other performance-enhancing drugs to pro baseball players has been sentenced to 4 years in federal prison. Anthony Bosch had asked for a more lenient term because of his cooperation in the investigation, but the judge refused. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.